This is Apollo Control at 112 hours 33 minutes, ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 17. Coming up on acquisition of signal of both spacecraft, America and Challenger, coming from behind the moon on the 13th lunar orbit. Some 1 minute 32 seconds away from acquisition of the command module and slightly under 3 minutes on the lunar module Challenger. Challenger during this revolution will descend to the surface of the moon and land at the Taros Littro landing site. Ignition time currently is ground elapsed time of 112 hours 49 minutes 52 seconds. During the descent to the surface, the spacecraft onboard computer will be generating numbers on the display, which the lunar module pilot will call out to the commander, at which angles at which the commander should be able to see the landing site through a grid etched on the left-hand window of the lunar module. Here we have AOS. AOS of the command service module, and the circularization burn was good. This is Apollo Control on the Air Ground 2 circuit. Command Module Pilot Ron Evans is giving the CAPCOM all of the residuals. Here comes Challenger. Back to the landing sequence as the lunar module pilot reads out the angles that the commander ought to be able to see the landing site. The commander is able to run through an operation called redesignation by using a pitch hand controller to rotate the spacecraft.
Oh. Okay, Challenger, you're loud and clear on the Omni. How did it go?
Okay, the burn was go. We're in a 7 mile perigee on the pings, and we had zero, plus 0.1 and plus 0.1 residuals.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh. Okay, Gordy, I'm going to try the high gain. I had you locked up once, and then I lost you. Let me try it again.
We concur. Go ahead, Jack. Okay, we'll stay on the Omni for the uplink.
Okay, Gordy, 80 bats for 37.2, both batteries. The ascent battery on time was 112.1900, about 4 minutes late.
Okay, Jack, copy. Jack, we want battery 3 off for preconditioning.
Roger.
Dellinger, we'd like you to verify
we'll
that the mandrakes and egress.
That's verified.
Roger.
And you have a 231 update?
Stand by. Negative, no change, Jack.
Roger. Okay, Gordo, how do you read the CDR on box?
CDR, you're loud and clear on box.
Okay. How do you read the LMP on box?
Loud and clear, Jack.
Okay, Gordo, up until this time, the bird has looked beautiful. Perfectly clean, all the checks have come out just as advertised.
Okay, sounds good.
And we're looking at 9 minutes and 5 seconds from PDI.
Challenger, do you see a VERP 33 on the disky? If you do, enter it.
Okay, it's there and I will enter.
Roger.
Okay, it took and I'm showing poop.
Okay, your computer, the uplink's in.
Okay, we've got a tone on the up voice backup.
Roger.
VERP 47 coming at you, Jack. Hit it. Okay, I got it. Two three one five six nine zero zero. That's supposed to be. Okay, 56900 to 240 to the same. 56900. Okay. Okay, 254 is plus 01944. Okay. Okay, 262 is minus 00143. Okay. 400 plus 3. And I'll watch it. How's it look?
It's had that all the way along.
Okay,
a little bit of roll bias there.
That's good. 400 plus 1. 400 plus 1 is in. Okay, and we do have your needle. Do have your needle. Okay. Okay, and there's VERP 83 looking at you. My crossfoders are low mull for you. Okay, and there's VERP 83. Give me a 317 and a 440.
Challenger, Houston, we'd like you to try the high gain once more. Pitch of minus... Pitch is zero and yaw plus 59.
You happy with this, Jack?
Okay, let me see.
I want to get 63.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's good.
That's good.
As far as you understand, no 968 prior to P63 or 969, right?
That's affirmative.
Okay, you need to ask him anything, I'll try the high gate.
No, go ahead, try it.
Try the high gate, Gordy.
Okay.
Okay, it's locked up in auto.
Roger.
And Gordy, be advised that you're clipping on your first word.
Okay, Jack, we'd like you to set 410 in the AGS to all balls, plus all balls.
That's 410, 410, not 400. Check that again.
That's affirmative, 410.
Thank you, Gordy.
You better go back and check 400 now. It's okay, I fixed it. Okay. Oh man, are we down among them, babe? Woo!
Manage Challenger, it. Houston, I have a PDI TIG update. It's 112-49-5187. And noun 61 cross range should be a plus 2.8. Over.
Okay, say the seconds again on the PDI.
PDI seconds are 5187. Over.
Okay, and the cross range?
Cross range is a plus 2.8. Over.
Okay, Gordy, that clock checks with our time out of P-63. The landing radar breaker is in. I've got altitude and velocity power. We're coming up on 4 minutes. I'll give it a final trim at 4.
Okay.
Challenger Houston, your go for PDI.
Oh, thank you, Gordy. We are go up here for PDI, and there's the final trim at 4. Hello, America. Do you read Challenger?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll go ahead and get it.
Okay, Jack, you can check your watch.
Okay.
At 2 minutes, I'll get the master arm.
All right.
30 seconds, I'll get the engine arm, and we'll watch the pings tape. Meter pickup average G. You give me a go on the ullage, I'll back up the ullage.
Okay.
And I'll back up the start.
Challenger, should we lose the stirrup, we'll go forward Omni.
Roger, forward Omni. That's down a little bit. Okay, 241. Okay, we picked it all up. Power is still good.
Okay, coming up on 2 minutes. I'm changing over here.
Okay. Master arm on, 2 minutes. Okay, Houston, 2 minutes. Master arm is on. I've got two good lights.
Roger.
Hold selective things. Okay. Once again, an average G. I'll get the engine arm. You confirm the ullage. Get the pro. I'll back up the ullage and get the start.
Roger.
Challenger, we're going to leave bat 3 off until after ignition. We'll call you.
Roger. Yeah, I should have put that on like we talked about.